Today we're going to go from Chaf Aleph Amid Beis to Chaf Beis Amid Beis, whatever we didn't have a chance to explain in the last few days about Tzvilas Ezra. First thing, the Gemara asks, how do we know that a Balkeri can't learn Torah? And the Gemara brings a pasuk, Smuchim, Voldatim, Levonecho, Levnei Bonecho, and Yom Asher Amadet, Levnei Hashem, Lokecha, Bechorev, that in order to learn or teach your children, it has to be like it was at Har Sinai, and there, Bali Kerim were also, had to be Be'ema, Be'ira, Be'reses, Be'zia, and with trembling and seriousness, and about Keri, Keri comes from being not so serious. Okay. So, on the other hand, that seems to be that then there was an issue in our Torah. And we know that it was Takanas Ezra. So, the simplest explanation, and that's why the Rambam seems to learn, is that Ezra made a Takana. This is only an Asmachta. We wouldn't learn from here, right, that this is from the Torah. It's only an Asmachta, but in every Issur d'Rabbanan, you need some basis from the Torah to make a Takana d'Rabbanan. So this is the basis that the Rabbanan based it on, but it's not actually from the Torah. That's the simplest idea. There's no contradiction here. It's really only d'Rabbanan. But the basis for it, the Asmachta, was from here. The Rashba Taka says that the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds as Minat Torah. Doesn't hold Takanas Ezra. He holds that, or as the Meiri says, that when it says Ezra Tikain, we find this in other places by the Sfiras HaOmer, by the eating of Chodesh. We find the Gemara says this, that sometimes a Takana meant that Ezra learned the Pasuk like this, and based on his learning of the Pasuk, he made this Takana, but it's a Takana from the Torah. It's not a rabbinic thing, right? But Ezra was the one who revealed that that's what the Pasuk means. And in fact, the Meiri says that's why they could change it later. Right? Normally we learn the reason they changed the Takana, they were Mavatl the Takana, is because it didn't spread amongst most of the Jewish people. So a Takana that didn't spread, you can be Mavatl. But he learns differently. He says that a Takana that's based on how you learn Psukim, and then Ezra said, this is from the Torah, and this is what has to be. Later, Beis Din can come along and say they learned the Psukim differently. If it's a rabbinic Takana, you can't change a rabbinic Takana. But if it's how that Beis Din learned the Torah, and another Beis Din comes later and learns it differently, you can change it. That's how the Meiri says. So according to this Rashba, Lamaisa, there would be an opinion that Tfilas Ezra is from the Torah, and not Tfilas Ezra, therefore, could be that either it was, for that reason it was bottle, or the Rashba says it wasn't bottle at all after that. That according to this opinion, Tfilas Ezra still applies, but we don't pass them like that. The Tzlach says another possibility, and that is that from the Torah, Ein Achinami, you're not allowed to learn Chumash if you're a Balkeri, but nothing else, right? That's what we learned, just like by Matan Torah, it was Chumash that was given, okay, the Aseres HaDibros. And Ezra added Torah Shebal Peh, or from the Torah, you're not allowed to learn Torah, all Torah, but Tefillah Ezra added. So Ezra added, for his reasons, other things, and the original Takana, the original Isser, was from the Torah. But again, the most accepted explanation here is that it's all the Rabbanan. The whole Takana Ezra is only the Rabbanan, and what's it called, and the Psukim that are brought down over here only Asmachta. Okay, next. The idea of Tisha Kabin. Okay, let's speak about that. Okay, the fact is that even if there is a Takana of Ezra, so in certain circumstances at least, the Gemara says you could be Yotze with Tisha Kabin, because the whole purpose over here wasn't to become Tohar. The purpose was to make sure that people either got serious or they weren't too frequent with their wives. So therefore, they were misakin that if you pour a tisha kabin of water over you, that's good enough to permit you to learn Torah. Okay, even though it doesn't make you tar. Okay, so how much is this tisha kabin? So the shear of tisha kabin, according to Rav Mechaya Noah, is 12.44 liters, which is about 3 gallons of water. And according to the Chazon Ish, it comes out to be 21.6 liters, which is about 5 gallons of water. The shear is 216 beitzin, which has the same gematria as the word aryeh. In fact, they bring down that Erev Yom Kippur, a person should at least pour 9 kabin of water if he can't go to the mikveh. And they bring the pasuk aryeh sha'og mi lo yira, the mari vile. Brings that pasuk aryeh in gematria is 216, which is the amount of beitzim that's in tisha kabin. Now these tisha kabin have to be poured from no more than 3 kalim. You can have 1 big kali, like the Gemara says that they were misakin 1 big kali to use to pour over a person. But that's very heavy. 3 gallons of water, 5 gallons of water is a heavy, heavy thing to lift up and to pour over you. So it can be divided into 3 kalim, at most, 2 kalim, right, or 3, but no more. And the water has to be poured consecutively. Now you can't stop in between. In fact, this is what most of the time we do by a tahara. Right? We pour tisha kabin over the nifter exactly like this. In at most 3 kalim, could be any less than 3 kalim, but the most 3 kalim has to be done consecutively. You can't have a break in between, and that's how tisha kabin works. Okay. Next thing about tisha kabin is how does it have to go on the person? Okay. So the Prima Gaudim seems to say that the person's entire body has to have this water touch every place. That means that at least you have to wet the bottoms of your feet first, and it has to go over your entire head, entire body, or whatever, which is very difficult, and therefore it's almost impossible for a person to do it himself, because if he pours it over himself, his hands aren't going to get wet. So you have to have somebody else pour it over you, according to this Prima Gaudim. However, there are others that hold that it's only your head and most of your body that the water has to come in contact with. And what's it called? And that is the exact shear of tisha kabin. Where did they get the shear of 9 kabin? Because that's the amount that can cover your head and most of your body. And then you don't have to have it at the bottom of your feet. And Lechara, we'll see in a few seconds that even the tefillah of a balkari, right, there were makel that chatzitza doesn't affect it. In other words, you don't have to go and make sure that there's no thing separating between your body and the water. They were makel by tefillah of balkari that since min haTorah, the only chatzitza that affects is rubo umakbit, right? Most of your body has something that separates between the water and you, and your makbit, that thing shouldn't be there. But if it's rubo she'eno makbit, most of your body's there, but you don't care if that thing's there, so it's bottled to your body. So then it's not considered a chatzitza. Or it's miut hamakbit, you have a portion of your body, not the majority. And you do care if it's there. That's only rabbinic, okay? So therefore, midrabanan, since Tfilas Ezra is only a takon midrabanan, they said that no chatzitza, unless it's most of your body, and your makbit on it, which is with the Torah chatzitza, and it's like if it were in Tovil, chatzitza is okay. So therefore, if chatzitza is okay by the tvila, so the water that you pour at tisha kabin doesn't have to get to every part of your body either. And the Shari Tshuva Taka holds like that, that the tisha kabin doesn't have to touch every part of the body, and Taka by Tahara, when we pour the tisha kabin, doesn't get to every part of the body of the nifter either, doesn't get to the bottoms of his feet or whatever. And you don't need a kli, dafka, doesn't have to be poured from a kli like Natila Shadayim, it can come in anyway. And therefore, the shaila is, can you use a shower? You have water that's poured over you with a shower, is that tisha kabin? Most poskim hold that it is, you yotze tisha kabin with a shower, and since you don't need a kli, and therefore I was thinking that, so we'll see that lahalacha, many hold that before you daven, you still have to have at least tisha kabin. What's it called? That not only is it okay to take a shower before davening, the chorus should be an inyan to take a shower before davening to be yotze tefillas Ezra, at least with Tisha Kabin. What? Sorry, not Shabbat, but during the week. Okay. Okay. Now, the tefillah itself, for a Baal Keri, that's Tisha Kabin. The tefillah itself, and he brings one of the svarim brings down that he measured it, and within 2 to 3 minutes in a regular shower, you have enough water, right? That's at least 3 gallons of water that comes out that your yotze already Tisha Kabin. It doesn't take a long time in a shower to accumulate the Tisha Kabin of water. Okay. I don't know what the water pressure or how big the shower was, so it really depends on the shower. Okay, now the tefillah, we said, it helps even Maim She'uvim, the Gemara says. You don't need Megisham, you don't need a kosher mikvah that's kosher for tefillahs Kalim or tefillahs Nashim, right, which has to be rainwater. It could be even drawn water. And, however, it has to be in a karka, can't be in a kli, so you can't use a bathtub. It has to be in the ground, and it can't be zochlin. It has to be contained. It can't be leaking water, water that's going out. So using a swimming pool for the inyan of Tfilas Ezra, right, to be tovel in a swimming pool, which wouldn't be kosher, obviously, for a woman to be tovel in, because it's drawn water, it's not rainwater. If the filter's on, then the water is going out. It's leaking, right? That's no good. But if you turn the filter off, since the swimming pool, basically, we're talking about a swimming pool that's dug into the ground, not a portable. Portable swimming pool wouldn't help. Right? One of these above-ground things that aren't connected to the ground, that surely wouldn't help. If it's in the ground, and it's drawn water, and it's the filter is off, so it's not leaking, not going out, then the chora, that should help for Tfilas Ezra. Okay? Okay, we had over here a shaila of what's it called? The Shulchan Aruch brings down that Lamaisa, Takonis Ezra is bottle. Okay, we'll get to in a second what it was bottled for. But he does bring down the reason, Shalo Yu Talmide Hakon Mitsuya Meitzel Nishosehem, right, Ketarni Golem. Because even though Tfilas Ezra was bottled, this is still a positive thing that people shouldn't be too frequent with their wives. Okay. Even though we don't have the takana anymore to help induce that, but the idea is still there. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down the idea. Okay. Says that the schar for being machmir in Tfilas Ezra is marichin lo yom avushna, you get long life. So one of the svarim says that the whole concept of this tefillah, the question is, it's not so hard to go to a mikveh. So how is this going to help that people shouldn't be frequent with their wives? They'll be frequent with their wives and they'll go to the mikveh. That's the big deal, you know, to be tovah. But it reminds a person that keri is matami, makes a person tummy. Tuma is like a small death. All tumas are related to death. So that means when a person loses zera, so it's like a little bit of death, a little part of him died. And not only that, it weakens him and it makes him die earlier. So memela, it reminds a person that eventually, if he keeps this up too much, he's going to shorten his life and he's going to have less Torah total in his life to learn. And that should somber him to try to curtail being too frequent with his wife. So he, and therefore, if a person's machmer in this, nida keneged nida, if you don't shorten your life on your own, we're going to give you extra life. So the two things go together. Okay. We have also that this Talmud, he wanted to live with this woman who was not married, who was married to him either. And she told him, you have a mikveh to be tovel in, that even for heter, for husband and wife, right, it's not something that's proper to be too indulgent in, and you have to be tovel before you can learn or whatever, and you want to do this be'isser. And Rashi says, what was the isser? Yichud. That there's a gzeira d'rabbanan, not to be miyachid, even with a woman who's not married. From the Torah, stavka and erva, married woman, but an unmarried woman is only d'rabbanan. And therefore, living with an unmarried woman is the same thing as having yichud with her, and therefore it's also madarabon. The question is, there's an isser of lo yekadesha. we'll see a Kadesha. Kadesha is a woman who you're not married to, and you live with her just like this. So some learn, Enochinami, that any time that a person has relations with a woman who he's not married to, he's over the Isser of Losia Kadesha. Both of them are over that Isser, right, of having illicit relations. And it's a Torah prohibition, a lav from the Torah. Others say that that Isser only applies if the woman is Mufkeres Lakol. It's not that you're living with her and she doesn't live with anybody else, just with you, and it's a one-time thing. That's not the Osir Mishum Losia Kadesha, because Kadesha means the woman is Hefker, she's a prostitute, she lives with everybody. Right, anybody, right? And therefore, living with her, you transgress lo siya kadesha. But stam a woman who's not mufkeres lakol, right, and you stam, live with her one time or whatever, then that's not part of this prohibition, at least. Others hold that even if the woman is not mufkeres lakol, but you set her aside, you're going to live with her on an ongoing basis without kedushin, that's lo siya kadesha. But if it's a one-time thing, and what's it called? The woman herself is not mufkeres, then there's no lo siya kadesha. Okay. And others hold that even if there's no lo siya kadesha, there's another issue, an issur aseh. There's a mitzvah in HaTorah to only have relations if you're married. Right? So it says, ki yikach ish isho bo'ala. Right? First you have to have kedushin, then you can live with the woman. If you live with a woman without kedushin, even if she's not mufkeres lakol, and even if she, what's it called, this is not an ongoing thing, it's a one-time thing, at least you transgress the Torah prohibition, not of a lav, of an essay, of not getting married, of living with a woman without getting married. And that's pretty much the Isser over here. It's an Isser Aseh. According to most poskim, it's not a lav, but it's an Isser Aseh to live with a woman, and if obviously if she didn't go to the mikveh, it's an Isser Koris. Because it doesn't make a difference if the woman's married or not married, or if you're married or not. If you live with a woman who's in need, you're chayiv kares. But we're talking over here where the woman is tar. She went to the mikveh, right? But she's just not married to you. And if she's not mufkeres, lakol, and you're not living together with her on an ongoing basis, then according to most poskim, there is an isser min haTorah involved, but it's only an isser aseh. It's the isser of not being married. Okay.
Jewish
women. Jewish women, right. Jewish woman is a different story. Okay. Okay, now, the Takanis Ezra. The Rambam learns that there were two shlavim, there were two stages to this Takana. The first one was basically for Talmidei Chachamim, and the purpose was Shalo Yu Mitzuyim Etzel Neshoseim Ketarnegolim, right? And that was for Torah. That was the original thing. Can't learn Torah, and that affected Talmidei Chachamim Be'ikr, and it curtailed them from having too frequent relations with their wives. And that part of the Takana for sure was not Nispashit B'chol Yisrael, because it wasn't meant for most Jews. It was meant just for Talmidei Chachamim. So that part of the Takana was easily abolished. Okay. Then Ezra extended this to all people and to tefillah. Not just learning, but davening. Everybody davens. So now it was extended to everybody, not just Talmidei Chachamim who learned. Okay, now, the Rambam, however, holds that both of these takanas, both stages, were bottle. Even the second one wasn't accepted by most of the people, and therefore it was abolished. Okay. However, the Rambam himself says that even though lahalacha he holds that there's no tefillas Ezra, not for Torah and not for tefillah, okay, he and his contemporaries had tainas on him. How could he say such a thing? There's no tefillas Ezra at all, right? Even for tefillah. He said, Lamaisa, that's the halacha, and I had to put in my sefer what's true. But personally, I'm always machmer. I never daven without first, if I'm a balkeri, first being mekayim tefillas Ezra. And the Rambam himself brings down that it depends on the minig. In certain places, the minig was to still continue takanas Ezra as a minig, and he brings down in Bavel and in Sforad, the minig was not to daven if they were balikari unless they washed their whole body, mashma tisha kavin. They didn't need tvila, but at least tisha kavin. Now Rav Haigon argues on this, and Rav Haigon says that when the Gemara says that tvilas Ezra was bottled, it was only bottled agabi Torah. You're allowed to learn Torah even if you're a balkari. That part of the takana was bottled, and we can understand that that was easier to mevatel, because since it was only meant for Talmidei Chachamim to begin with, and it therefore it wasn't accepted by most Jews, so memela, that kind of takana can be mevatel. But the takana that they extended it to tefillah, that was meant for all Jews, and could be that was accepted by everybody. And therefore, if Haigon says that wasn't bottle, that's still in force. The Takanas Ezra, the Gabe Tfila, is in force as it was in the time of the Gemara. And therefore, what's it called? Today, a person's not allowed to daven if he's a Balkari, unless either he goes to the mikveh, or we'll see that, or according to the conditions that the Gemara says, if you're sick, you brought the carry upon yourself, it happened by accident, all those conditions that we said would apply, and sometimes Tisha Kavin is enough, and sometimes you don't need anything. If you're a chola and you didn't bring it upon yourself, you don't need anything. If you're a chola and you did bring it upon yourself, or you're a bori and it happened by accident, it could be Tisha Kavin is enough. If you're well and you did bring it upon yourself, then you have to go to the mikveh. But the takana applies, according to some, just as if it would be in the time of the Gemara. And therefore, sometimes you have to go to the mikveh before you can daven, sometimes Tisha Kavan would be enough, and sometimes your Pater Miklum. Okay. Now, what? It's according to this, even Shabbos, you have to go to the mikveh. Not only that, according to this, that the Takana is in force, even on Yom Kippur you have to go to the mikveh. And it says that on Yom Kippur, a person who's a Balkari is Tovel Kedarka. He's not doing it for enjoyment, he's doing it because he has to do it halacha-wise. L'maisa l'halacha, there's no such thing. On Yom Kippur, for sure, you don't go to the mikveh or whatever. But there are people who are noheg to go to the mikveh on Shabbos because they hold that Tzvilas Ezra is still nohug, and they're machmer like that or whatever. Now, some say that the way that they were mevatel this takana was not necessarily because it wasn't nispasha, but it was only meant for Eretz Yisrael, and therefore in Chutz La'aretz they didn't keep Takanas Ezra. It was meant to be Marba Tahar in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. According to that, in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have that kula. Only in Chutz La'aretz have that kula. The Rosh, what's it called, brings down the Rabbi Haigon. Seemingly he passes like that. But the Gabi Tfila, Takanas Ezra, is still in force. Okay, even though it's not in force for Gabi Torah, and you can't daven unless if you're a Balkari, before you go to the mikveh, or at least have Tisha Kavan. The Tur, however, says that the minig and the Shulchan Aruch, the minig is not to be machmer like Rav Haigon, but more like the Rambam, that it's bottle, and unless the place where you are, the minig is specific to be machbid, then the minig is not to be machbid. But he brings down the Tur that Chasidim and Anshei Meis are machmer to be tovel for tefillah. Not alts halacha, not like Rav Haigon, but alts a minig, alts a chumra, it's a chumra. But he says that since it's only a chumra, then it's for sure okay, Tisha Kavin, no matter what. Even if you're healthy and you brought it upon yourself, you had relations and you're healthy, still Tisha Kavin is enough. The Rabbeinu Yonah brings another shita, even more machmir. He says the only bittul of the takana, even the Gabi Tfila, was only for Kriyashma. You could say Kriyashma if you're a Balkari. That they're mevatel, that you can't say Kriyashma. But Divrei Torah Stam, what's it called? You can't learn. Even Divrei Torah you can't learn. The only thing you can do if you're a Balkari is read Kriyashma. But davening and even learning, if it's not Kriyashma, you have to go to a mikveh or Tisha Kavin, and the Beis Yosef is cholik on that it was bottled for everything. Okay. Now, whether Tisha Kavin is enough no matter what, or you need, what's it called, certain times of mikveh. So there the question is like this. If you hold that it's only a chumrah, the alma, right, for tefillah, then for sure Tisha Kavan is enough. It could be also that if you hold that there was only one takana, okay, there was one takana for Torah and for tefillah, and that takana was bottled completely, so then the idea of Rav Haigon, that legabe tefillah, they weren't mevatel it, that's only legabe a chumrah. So they kept it as a chumrah, right? Or if people are machmer, then Tisha Kavan for sure is enough, you don't need a mikveh ever. But if the idea is there were two takanas, the first takana was for Torah, and that one was batel. The second takana was for tefillah, and that one wasn't batel. Then it still remains with all of the conditions of the original takana. And therefore, under certain circumstances, you have to go to the mikveh, And certain circumstances you can be make a letisha kavin, and certain circumstances you don't have to do anything. Like we said, it depends if you're sick, if you're well, if you brought it upon yourself or not, then all of that would be nogeya. La halacha lemaisa, we pretty much hold that it was bottled completely, right? And even if you want to be machmir, tisha kavin should be enough. But the truth is, the machlokas, the riff holds that tisha kavin is enough no matter what, but for tefillah you need at least tisha kavin in all situations. And the Marami Rottenberg said that you need tefillah except in those cases where, according to the Takana, was enough tisha kavin.
And Shabbos, you can take a shabbat.
And Shabbos, according to this, right, well, let's put it this way. On Shabbos, the minig is not to take a shower. Okay? And since it's only a chumrah, even a cold, obviously a hot shower you can't take on Shabbos. We're talking about a cold shower. We're talking about going into a cold mikveh too. Okay? Not a a room temperature mikveh. If it's heated up, it's better to be machmer, not to go into a heated mikveh on Shabbos, okay, rather than being machmer in Tfilas Ezra. Okay? Tfilas Ezra, according to halacha, is a chumrah. Okay? That's all. So those people who are machmer all the time, right, can go into a mikveh or have tisha kavin poured over them on Shabbos. They have to be very careful not to squeeze out their hair, not to do any of the things, not to use soap, whatever it is when they take a shower. Okay, to be careful, not machal Shabbos. Nikra din, you're allowed to take a cold shower on Shabbos, right, as long as the water is not heated up, and you can go into a cold mikveh. Once the water is heated up, even before Shabbos, there's problems.
Why is that?
Why is that? Because the Rabbanim were assured using hot water, even though it was heated before Shabbos, to wash your whole body. You can only wash a portion of your body in hot water that it was heated up before Shabbos. Heat on Shabbos is Chil Shabbos. Even if it was heated before Shabbos. So in any case, so we're talking about not hot, heated up water. Okay. So there, somebody who's machmer all the time, so the Mikra Adin, you're allowed to go into cold water, even your whole body, on Shabbos. We have to be very careful for various halachas. Therefore, we're knowing not to wash our whole body on Shabbos, even in cold water. Right? But for somebody who is knowing to be makbid all the time on Tfilas Ezra, that he could be makbid on Shabbos. To him, be very careful about Shabbos. Somebody who's not makbid all the time on Tfilas Ezra shouldn't go to the mikveh on Shabbos at all. Right, and keep the other minig of chumrah of Shabbos of not bathing your whole body on Shabbos, even in cold water. Okay. The Tur Lamaisa says that it's totally minig hamakomos, and the truth is that the Shulchan Aruch holds that it's bottled completely, and somebody wants a machmir, doesn't have to be machmir more than a tisha kavin, and therefore we said a shower is an inyan, and therefore it could be that during the week, all the Sfarim bring down about taking a shower before davening, if that's called being osik in your private tzrachim or whatever, and lamaisa, if you needed to wake you up for davening to take the shower, or you're not clean and you want to clean yourself off, for sure you can take a shower, but it should be an inyan to take a shower. If you're a Balkari, right? If you're a Balkari, it's an Indian dafka to take a shower. You're a Yotze Tisha Kavan, talking during the week now, before davening. Then you're Yotze, all those shittas. So not only is it okay to take a shower, it should be an Indian, the dafka to take a shower.
And if
but if you're only doing it al chumra, it's better to be machmer in Shabbos than in Tfilas Ezra. Right. There's too many ways that you can be machal Shabbos if you take a shower. The Hasidim, the Maisa, the Arizal, the Baal Shem Tov were very machmer in Tfilas Ezra. The truth is the Vilna Gaon also was. But mostly people who are not Hasidim or Talmidim of the Gro, who follow the Gro and everything, hold that Tfilas Ezra is at most a Chumrah, and therefore the Minig is to be Tovel Erev Yontif and Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Erev Yom Kippur is a special, extra special time for other reasons, that there are other reasons why Erev Yom Kippur could be that you have to be Tovel out Tshuva, whatever. But otherwise, most people who are not Hasidim are not Machmer in Tfilas Ezra, even for Tfila, even with Tisha Kavin. Regular bathing, right, besides the Isra of Yom Kippur, where the same Chumras of Shavu Gavi Shabbos. Right, but Bisman Hazeh, a person doesn't go, even if he sees Kerry on Yom Kippur, he can wash off that spot just to get the spot clean, but he doesn't go to a mikveh on Yom Kippur, that's for sure. The halacha, Bisman Hazeh, right, since we paskin, Shulchan Aruch paskin, or whatever, the Tfilas Ezra is at most a Chumrah, right, it's more important to be Machmer, Lagavi Yom Kippur, not to wash, than to what's it called, than to be Machmer on Tfilas Ezra. No, it's simple. If a person's what's it called, even a whole shame, whole that he's what's it called, enough that his whole body is affected, like any cholah. Right? Today, again, somebody who's weak and it's hard for him to get to a mikveh, and it's a pain to go to the mikveh, right? Because of his weakness, then he has a din of a cholah gavidus. According to the Shulchan Aruch, tishakabim for sure is enough, and even that's not necessary, right? If you're a chassid and you want to be machmer, or you're a Talmud at the Gra and do everything like the Gra, then under certain circumstances it should be matbid and a mikvah. If you feel well, what? Erev Shabbos is a different story. Mikvah and Erev Shabbos is also the Tosefes Kedusha, Kabbalah's, what's it called, the Neshama Yisera. There's an Indian, it has nothing to do with Tfilas Ezra, right? If you're not a Balkari, that's an extra Kedusha.
What?
Yeah, it could be also. Now it's Tfilas Ezra, right? Then I assume that's not because of Tfilas Ezra every day, right? But, because then it defeats the purpose of the Takana to begin with, right? But it's also it's extra Kedusha, go to a mikveh, or Mosif extra Kedusha, whatever. So they're no bichlal to go to the mikveh a lot. But they're makabal on themselves also as a minig, because of the Baal Shem Tov, because of the Arizal, right? Not necessarily Tfilas Ezra as halacha, like Rav Haigon says, the Gabi Tfila, but to be machmer, because there are shittas like that. Like by a woman, again, you have to make an announcement, but you don't have to, even by a woman, you don't have to go to crazy things to hide the fact she's going to the mikveh either, right? On the other hand, you don't make announcements about it either, right? The fact that a woman, you know, goes to the crazy things that nobody should know she's going to the mikveh is also not necessary. Even though with mitzamtznius, you don't make it obvious you're going to the mikveh, because the Gemara says that daughters used to know when their mothers went to the mikveh, because it's gzeiris, because of srach bita. So it must be that they didn't hide it. Mamish completed it. There's some people that are so makbid that their daughters don't even know that the mother bichlal goes to a mikveh ever. Right? Until they get old enough, and then they tell them there's such a thing as a mikveh. And there were, I don't know personally, but I know of stories of Beis Yaakov girls that say, this can't be, because my mother never went to the mikveh. Right? So it's an Indian that a girl should know, not when her mother goes to the mikveh, that she does go to the mikveh, to such a thing. Right? When she goes, that's a different story. But to hide the fact that people go to mikveh is not shnius b'chlal, it's distorted.
What's the difference between when we say the water by Maim Shovim, by Tisha Kavim has to be gathered in the ground?
Yeah.
Yet on the other hand, he said our bathtubs are no good. Yet they're mechuvah lekarka.
Yeah, they're not. It depends how a bathtub is made. Bathtub, in order for something mechuvah lekarka to be considered part of the ground, so it had to be not a kli before you connected it to the ground. But if it had a din of a kli before you connected to the ground, connecting to the ground doesn't take away the din of a kli. So most bathtubs are
by design.
What?
You mean by design or intent? Or
No. By how much? By what's it called? How much water they can hold or whatever. And
so you say most bathtubs today have a din of a kli before they're
before they're right. So by being installed,
being mechuvah lekarka doesn't help.
Right. Depends on the drain or whatever, how it's made. It also depends how they're connected to the ground. Many of them aren't really connected to the ground. They're just connected to the piping or whatever, but they're really
moving. I mean, usually they're somehow or another they're cemented into the building.
If they're cemented in, that could be better, but again, if they have a din of a kli before, that doesn't help.
What?
Yeah, it depends how big that hole is and how big the drain is and how it's made, whatever.
The average drain is not big enough for Rimon to go through it, but it's big enough for...
Right, so it could be it's not Mavatel Hashem Kli from it.
Pashtus,
a bathtub is not considered mechuvah lekarka, right? And you can't even be able to say Tfilas Ezra in a bathtub. Okay, it could be that the bathtub could be made in such a way that it could be yes, at the din of mechuvah lekarka, because it never was a kli and it was mechuvah lekarka before you gave it the dimensions of a kli. But as many things, it's better to take on that a bathtub is not a din of mechuvah lekarka. Nobody has a havamin even of ever using it for a mikveh. Okay, because then it's...
But
once you use it for that, right, it becomes... people say, well, my husband can use it for a mikveh, why can't I? So, therefore, we don't speak about bathtubs.
Does anyone drive into Jersey?